Disclaimer: The Prisoner of Choice is a work of fiction. Any resemblance with any person, incident, or organization is merely coincidental. This audiobook may contain material unsuitable for those weak at heart. Audience discretion is advised. Chapter 11. Absolution. It was Wolfgang. "Ramus," he said out loud. The name rang in my ears as it brought me back to my senses. Where had I been to? What were the visions that had infested my mind and had permeated my consciousness to such an extent that now I could think of nothing else? Wolfgang seemed to read my mind, for he smiled coyly. "Your progress is indeed endearing to watch," Wolfgang thought out loud. "For in that timelessness of the astral world, our thoughts were our words." "What madness is this?" I thought, as I stared into his eyes. He smiled serenely, for he knew the dearest that I was going through. He knew of the wars that I was waging with myself, of the uprisings that I was trying to stem in the kingdom of my own consciousness, of the many woes of the spiritual journey that I was bearing with a deep sense of dismay and grief. Wolfgang looked at me and thought out loud. "You wonder as to why the Lord that you so love punishes you thus. You wonder as to why he puts you through such unimaginable hardships. You think that he is unfair to you. But you fail to realize that he has within each of his actions a greater motive to achieve. You fail to realize it, Ramus, for you are still engulfed in the illusions of life. You still bear in your heart much insecurity that stems from your incessant attachment to your human self," Wolfgang said. I went into a thoughtful stupor as I introspected my own feelings pertaining to my journey till that point. Wolfgang looked at me and said, "Look at your own self, Ramus. For that which you experience in the world outside, it's all but a reflection of what lies within you. Your failure to comprehend this fact leads you to despondency in life," he finished. As I silently meditated on Wolfgang's words, I started to realize that my entire journey had indeed been a manifestation of my inner self. The young man that I had healed in Cairo, it was but an opportunity to test my resolve, to truly make me understand what redemption meant. The spirits that I exorcised from the villager were indeed the spirits that were infesting my consciousness, the spirits that were impairing my flight into God's deathless realm. I smiled as I started to cognize a pattern forming. Wolfgang looked at me coyly and said, "The Great Rift Valley, a vast expanse of dread and desolation. Do you know why I led you here?" he said to me. "It was so that you may realize the ultimate price of being human. This is where it all began, Ramus," Wolfgang said, as in an instant he materialized the Great Rift Valley in front of my eyes. "This vast expanse of dread and desolation was once the birthplace of humanity. And now it had been reduced to a desert that harbored within itself ghosts of men. the men that were finally driven to the point of insanity, for they never evolved into what they were meant to be. Forever they remained ensconced in the finiteness of their own world, living for their soul self, living for but their desires. Their resultant actions that bore no trace of morality thus drove them into madness, and they finally became shadows flitting in the darkness. Wolfgang looked at me as he perused my thoughts. I brought you to this vast expanse of dread and desolation, for I knew that you still harbored within yourself many doubts. I knew that you harbored within yourself many queries pertaining to your journey. Bear no doubts today, Ramus. For I tell you that if you turn away from the path of benevolence to embrace the path of desire, your life shall be an apathy of regret, despair, and infinite suffering, Wolfgang said as he stared into my eyes. I looked pointedly at Wolfgang, for I knew that he was leading me to an understanding that was of great importance in my spiritual journey. He looked at me and continued, "You have always been a man, Ramus, a man torn between the mundane and the divine. Yet your desire to uplift yourself from that existence has brought you to this day. Still, you can go no further into the Lord's holy kingdom until you become pure and chaste. You can go no further on this pilgrimage unless you address the many sentiments of doubt, regret, and dissatisfaction that still lie within you. The only way is to accept reality as you refine it with understanding and prudence, going beyond all the sentiments that come associated with it. Sentiments of love, affection, hate, jealousy, the many desires that are associated with life. Desires of flesh, desires of grandeur, desires of kingly achievements. That and the many regrets that you bore on your heart at the end of every single life, when you finally realized that all that you had strived for was in the end completely useless. You go beyond all those emotions and you transcend all your journeys as you relive through both heaven and hell, coming out on the other side having done it all and experienced the world, only to renounce it in the end. That is the culmination of your life as a mere human. And from there you take rebirth, molded and shaped in God's eternal form, to shed His grace and benevolence upon this world." Wolfgang finished. I looked at Wolfgang and simply bowed down at his feet. It indeed was a spellbinding journey, and now as I knelt at the feet of the Great One, I knew that I had received answers to all the questions that had burdened my heart. As I looked up to behold his gentle smiling face, all I could see was darkness. "Ramus! Ramus!" someone was screaming out loud. I opened my eyes to find that it was only good Alfred who was waking me up. It was the break of dawn, and I had watched through the entire night all on my own, while my companions slept soundly in their tents. I glanced around in surprise and bewilderment. There they were, all of them, bustling around me to set off on the journey ahead. Had the entire episode been a simple dream? It seemed so. And yet in my heart, I could feel the warmth of those loving eyes that looked upon me in my darkest hour. Wolfgang. I couldn't help but smile. The Lord had promised me a guide, and he had hardly faltered. It was only my heart that had given up hopes and had been enraptured and ensnared by one of the many illusions of life. The dread and desolation of the Great Rift Valley now stared me in the eyes. But I walked through it with a renewed sense of purpose and newfound determination. No longer a prisoner of my own choice. Thus far now ends the story of his journey. In the 35 years that preceded his ascension to the heavens, Saint Ramus walked through this world healing the many impaired souls of their qualms. He remained true to his conviction till his last breath, and thus forever was he accepted in the Lord's holy kingdom as his beloved angel. The story of his hardships is recorded elsewhere, but for now, here ends the story of the prisoner of choice.